tradition is a very deep, fine feeling of the heart, of the mind, and of our way of doing things, our behaviors, our standards. Keep them, fellows. We have them.
I'll tell you all about it.
The longer you live, and the more you think of your years of Swago, the more the word tradition of Swago is going to mean to you. And it's going to be something that you think about, something that's worthwhile, something that's fine, fine.
Like submarines, got periscopes, like Ollie does. The rope-a-dope, I think your bad breath lady needs a bottle of scope, yo. We got to kick it.
It's like Norman Mailer needs an envelope. Like fat ass mama needs some cantaloupe. Like Walter White needs an isotope.
We need to kick it. Like the NSA, yeah. Likes to interlope. Mm. Like Billy Crystal, like the guys on soap. Like the mayor of San Diego, who likes to grope, yo. We like to kick it. On the ski slope.
Like Nancy Reagan, likes a horoscope. Like Galileo, yeah. Like a telescope. Like Mrs. Willenda, likes my thick, tight rope.
We like to kick it. On the ski slope. Like your pregnant little sister who's got to elope. Yeah. Like your boy Buster Keaton needs a skinoscope. Like Dr. Marcus Welby needs a stethoscope. We need to kick it. On the ski slope.
It's like the Cardinals, like to meet the Pope. Yeah. And like the Democrats, like to vote for hope.
Uh-huh.
Like cancers rock the Torah trope.
Whoa. We like to kick it on the ski slope.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 18 of The Ski Slope. I've got my dear friend Alan Perlstein on the phone with me. Alan?
Mr. Bender, it is a pleasure to be with you.
Always.
This is a first for us.
As far as
the first, this is the first time we're doing an epilogue that's going to be presented as a prologue.
Exactly. Well, we do what it takes to have the entertainment at Swago and Swatona.
We are. So everyone should know. Hopefully this goes. When is this going to go live, Howard? When do you think we're going to be able to?
I plan on doing some editing on the road, so long as I don't get carsick. And I would expect it to be live. I'd expect it to be live. You know, around 3 p.m. today, if I had a guess. For the commute home.
That's awesome. And what people should understand is that right now it's 8:35 in the morning with Moa and myself. Mm-hmm. I'm groggy.
You're a little groggy.
We had a great time last night, and we're glad to be back. By the way, how long has it been since our last episode?
It was like 5 or 6 weeks, and it was Noodles, right? Was the last one, and that was I think maybe second week in January or so. So it's been like 5 weeks at least.
May I make a comment about Noodles that you now that you bring him up?
Sure.
He had in our early days,
mm-hmm.
when we knew him as a kid, Noodles had poise. He even has more poise now. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear.
He was like together. That he's like I love Noodles.
He's a cool dude. He really was always and like you said, like still
he was. Yeah. It's too bad it wore off.
Nah, Noodles. Come on, man.
All right.
So yeah. So
I love him. Love him.
So really good time last night. You know what was nice about last night is that, and I think we mentioned it too, I haven't listened to the podcast, is that despite the fact that the time with the girls, just in terms of if you measured it in minutes and hours and days, was so limited, there's still this incredible bond. It's like I feel more bonded to them than I do girls from high school, clearly, you know?
No doubt about it. It was so much fun. So, you know, I guess people saw it in if you've clicked on a link, you know who our guests were last night. You probably also know that this event took place, and you're about to hear a great recording. You can hear it. It's solid, but it took place at Hendrick's Bar and Saloon out in Roslyn. And what a unique night all around.
Well, for me, too, to drive into the little town of Roslyn and like park my car at a valet at some place where I used to go when I was like 15, 16 years old. And then knowing I was going to have dinner, you know, with you and two girls from Swatona, it was, you know, may as well have been me dreaming in 1981 or something, you know?
By the way, losing my ticket, my parking ticket,
yeah,
turned into like a mini nightmare for me.
Really?
It's like we had to drive around to like four different things and look for the one, like how many black little Audis are there. There's a lot of those on the road. I'm like, fuck, I just want to get home. It's like I got to ride home in the rain from Roslyn. And we had it's a 5 minutes. I'm exaggerating for, you know, just for the podcast here. But it was Howie and I were mentioning, and I don't know if it happens to other people, but I lose that goddamn ticket at least 50% of the time.
Me too.
Whether it's a coat check or valet.
And
it's does
like,
not matter.
And then it's like, and how's that possible? Because it's like, clearly you're not just dropping it on the floor, right? It's got to go into a pocket of some sort. And how many pockets do you have? But it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, for me, it's part of my personality. You, I'm surprised about it. But I presume I'm not going to have it. You know, I'm like, oh, all right. I guess I'll just tell them what car it is and what my license plate is and hope they don't charge me.
If you knew how many times I said to myself, there are only six pockets.
You know? Right.
Where could it be? That is insane. Anyway, so that was just a great night. And I agree with you. Like, it was like, you know, I mean, they both look great.
They did.
And they look like the old days. And they were so much fun to be around. And it's funny to be around them now as adults.
As adults, like drinking alcohol and having dinner.
Yeah, we had a nice dinner. Had a, you know, a drink. We were not drinking and driving.
No.
And it was a really, really great night. So what else? What do you think? Do you want to just turn it over to the...
Yeah.
I think we just...
Yeah, I think let's
speak, baby. I hope everybody enjoys this.
Yeah, let's get into the Recall Bugle and enjoy the dinner, our dinner with Svetona.
I'll be talking to you along the way. Noonway, everybody. This is a really great episode. I haven't heard it. I can't wait to hear it.
That should be good. All right. Enjoy. Talk to you later, Alan.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. We're here live in Roslyn, New York.
As
old stomping ground.
This is a first for many reasons, isn't it, Howard?
This is. We finally have female guests.
Well,
hi.
This is true. And there's one. She's covering her mouth now. She's embarrassed.
She shouldn't have said that. Hello. She shouldn't have said hello.
Jill, you know the rules. There's no saying
no,
hello.
No, I'm saying you, Sam.
Howie said, watch the monitor for the cue to say hello.
Where's the monitor?
No, that's not. That's a joke.
Who do we have with us this evening?
We have two of our lovely Svetonaites. The first Svetona
contemporary,
girls on.
Contemporaries.
Absolutely.
Wait, we're the first Svetona girls?
You're the first.
So you've obviously been listening very, very steadily.
Yes,
well, we did learn that.
You are. You're the first females to grace our show.
Wow.
So just a note to future guests. Listen to one show before you come on.
You know, humor us.
Entertain us. So, yeah, you are the first Svetona. We have Amy Lippman and Jill Bernstein.
You know what?
Whatever, I don't know, the divorce names, whatever.
Yeah.
On her. And we are not only having our first episode of the Ski Slope, we've had remote, but this is really where we've planted ourselves. We're at a restaurant. Tell everybody where we are. It's your hometown.
It's like the Ski Slope goes mess hall. We're in Roslyn, New York.
Bob juice, please.
At a place called Hendrix that I used to know as George Washington Manor.
Oh, that I remember. That's what this place was?
Yes, yes.
That's funny.
Yes. And they used to let you in with no ID and give you drinks. But I think they're a little bit nicer now. And
it's a classy kind of lounge.
So we're going to do sort of like a My Dinner with Andre thing, where we just have dinner and talk about camp.
Yeah, so excuse, obviously, there will be background noise.
Lots of it.
You will hear orders going on.
Wait a minute.
Don't criticize us on our choices.
You keep this on the entire
usually we're not at dinner during
the podcast. Usually in Alan's apartment.
My apartment
that might be just a little bit boring.
No,
you'd be
talking. People love
you haven't listened to one yet, so don't judge.
Nobody entertains people eating more than Howard Bender. He just has to cut his steak. Well, that's not that. And they're entertained.
You can keep this on. I can't say
so,
anything bad.
So you guys live right? You guys live right nearby? Is that
we
what you were saying?
We live in the same community, me and Jill.
You do. That's
coincidentally.
Nice.
Coincidentally, Jericho.
Beautiful. So this is we're really eager to get. You know, we've had a whole slew of guests on from Suego, from our own. Guys in our, and we've had our whole LA on, like our whole final bunk has been on with the, no exceptions.
We've had Eddie, Steve, Larry Jacobson.
I don't even remember half of them.
No?
I remember Larry, we have to listen to that one. And you guys.
We had Henry Knight and
I remember Henry. Him.
He was David our
Allen. David Allen.
David Allen.
We had
Tim Brody.
I think Jill Burns.
Tim might have had a
David
crush
Allen.
On Tim Brody. He's not single anymore, I gather.
No, he's married and living up in...
Damn.
It seems to be a theme.
Single again. Okay.
Just for any of the single Swayze men out there.
Amy's great.
Amy Lippman, beautiful as she
always
ever was.
Always one of the most prized women in our...
Absolutely.
Really,
she's
not.
Back you on are. The blocks, ladies and gentlemen. Or gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Or ladies?
No.
All right, gentlemen.
Sorry, that would really be great, though. I'd have a lot more options.
So if you're single, you just email us at the Ski Slope on Facebook, and we'll set you up with Amy.
Yes.
So what was Anything Goes about?
Oh,
do you know? Do you actually know the story of Anything Goes? Right? Nobody knows.
I was the lead in that, I guess.
You were.
You were the lead
of
me.
Yeah, you both were the lead.
I was the lead with you.
Wait, what about Cheryl Brown? Because she started beating me out
of the two of you. No.
I know, you know, I always felt bad about that. Because she beat you for the part, and then she beat you for Mayor, too.
He remembers?
I do. And then there's another thing I felt bad about. But
you felt bad about it? Wait, she beat me out of...
Wait, Anything Goes.
She beat you for Mayor.
You have a good memory.
Weren't there two female leads in Anything Goes? I feel like you and...
And me.
You were not
the
lead.
So were you in the chorus with me?
I was in the chorus. The only time I wasn't in the chorus was when in the middies. I was Stromboli and Pinocchio.
Wait, we're going to have to call this. My maker's mark arrived with no ice.
All right. I'll pick it up while you're fixing your big issue.
This is what I remember.
So that was
going
a distinct issue. You guys had plays every year?
Where they had the tree where you would go and they would hang up the cards every year. And every year we'd run. And every year Jill would say to me in the box, because I always got the good part, and Jill would never get up and she'd say, let me know.
Just anything?
Now it's always like the last name of that quarter of people.
Thing. And I used to run back to the book and I'd say,
no, you're poor.
So you guys, like from your first years at Swatona, there was always a play that
always, and I was always the lead because I think you just had a big mouth. I wasn't so talented.
No, you were talented and I was always chorus.
And then Cheryl Brown
Well, it was all based on voice, right? It was if you could sing, you could sing. Right?
I can sing. Cheryl Brown sang.
Lucille used to say, and I hate her voice.
You're still jealous, Jesus.
Lucille used to say, your voice just hasn't developed yet.
I'm
That's so polite.
I say it when I'm singing in the shower
she
now.
She used to be like out of a cover. Let me know if I got a part.
So Lucille,
yes, being you.
So Lucille
didn't know Jill.
Like was like a major player at your camp because she controlled the key to parts in every theatrical production.
Is Lucille still around?
I don't know.
Is she alive?
I know.
Is that
Randy,
what you're
Randy and Lorraine are. They're on.
I think so. I have no reason to believe she's not with us.
I would guess she's not.
Oh no!
Really? Why do you say that?
Old. I know she still is.
I thought she was like. Late 50s, early 60s then.
She
wasn't
so that's that old
she was
like
late 80s, early 90s.
Was Wedlow still around?
I think so. Wasn't she in the reunion?
I think she was, yeah. I always got Rita and Audrey confused then.
No,
I always had to do like a second go around as far as who was who there.
I remember Lori Leipzig and I got in big trouble. You probably were part of it, Jill.
Yeah, one shot on Rita's
We took wet towels and we whipped Debbie Grubleader.
Were you rat tails to your group there?
And we whipped her and we had to be with Santa Audrey's house.
And what happened?
One sat on Audrey's porch, trouble. One sat on Rita's porch, and one sat somewhere else.
Yeah.
Are you still friendly with Lori?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we were best friends.
I know,
forever.
I know.
We know.
Well, that friendship
and I were best friends.
Actually,
and our parents
was
in
this for our friendship.
Yeah. 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 You, Lori and I, our parents
Lori and I dated for 10 days.
No, you didn't.
Whatever. Yeah.
My parents,
years.
We had
into
like
year,
a family falling out.
Oh,
when was this? Best friends, and then
your parents
became,
had a falling out.
Yeah,
that's always tough.
Would they buy a vacation house together and
But I see Lori around; she lives nearby, and
so
I will love her forever because she's one of my oldest friends, and she's adorable. She looks fantastic, and she's adorable.
Well, here's the conversation I remember. It was into year, and you were going out with Lori, and
right.
I think. Was like
and
the,
you
was
were so
think,
much taller than her.
You were.
I was so much taller than any. Except for you, actually.
Right?
Except for you. Damn it, I didn't see the vision back then. What could have been?
What happened?
Right.
Well, there was some tension. And for some, we were over by the Sagamore area. And I don't know why they were having a social there, because the cesspool was sort of in the back there, too. And I remember, like, it was something about you and Lori. I don't know what the argument was or a fight. And then Amy and I spoke.
I know that I made out with you in camp.
You never made out with
yes,
me.
Yes, you guys did.
I
totally
did.
Lori was really pissed.
I
would have
remembered that.
Pick
There's
up
no
my
way.
Clothes off the floor.
What?
He's like,
no.
So
here's the thing. Here's what the impetus for mine and Alan's friendship was.
I was
you would come to me and say something. You know, Lori's my best friend, and I had to come back with, well, Alan's my best friend.
And for, we really weren't.
We really weren't, but now we are.
But then we were.
It's almost like that was like it was like foreshadowing. It was like, well, I'm going to validate that statement by actually becoming Alan's best friend. And then you invited Lori to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And
what?
She didn't want to go.
Me?
And you invited me instead.
Wait,
and
what
the rest
was
of
that?
History.
I don't
Apple
recall
camp?
The Earth. I guess so.
Okay,
I don't
let
remember
me just
the Earth,
say
Wind,
this.
And Fire part.
Every guy always loved Lori. She had, remember? She got letters from guys at home. All the
yeah,
time.
Monty.
Monty Haver, your main man. And
Monty
then she
Haver.
Married
know
the guy
that? Oh, yeah.
That always was in love with her. Always.
Who was?
Gary.
She married this guy.
Oh, he's
Gary
from high school?
He's from
I like him, by the way. At least from CNBC.
Always in love with her. She, all the guys loved Lori. Always.
All right. I think you were both very popular.
I was popular, but I was gawky. I wasn't so popular with guys.
You were?
No, I really wasn't.
You were gawky,
well,
you're saying, or you were not?
No. In the camp situation, you were popular.
Skinny and gawky.
But you were popular.
Wait, you remember us making out? Like
I do.
Really?
I'm a British dude.
I remember it.
You
yes!
remember us making out.
You guys
wait.
Went out.
No,
you
went out.
Do you guys have any memory?
I remember
that. I'm
wait,
just curious.
Maybe I thought I did.
Well, that's
no,
that's
no,
even
no.
better.
You did.
And David Allen, I made out with him. Right.
Did we make out?
No, never.
You guys went out though, right?
Maybe we
I
should.
I feel like
you
we did. I feel like
but
it was like Eagles.
No, never.
Who'd you go out with, Jill?
I went out with David Mindich.
Oh, who's from where I grew up.
Husband. From
Syracuse.
What fraternity guy?
Frat boy.
Okay. I went out
That's
with John
funny.
Powell.
I remember that.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
that.
I went out with Stephen Zaslav.
Oh, Stephen Zaslav.
All right. She remembers all this?
Who, you don't
That's funny. Those boys were both.
I brought
both of David Mindich and Steven Zaslav.
You
to
made
camp.
Jill socialize.
Yeah.
But then me and
Maybe
Steven
I should get
Zaslav
yeah.
went out on a date Valentine's Day when I lived in the city.
Really?
That's sweet.
Yeah.
How'd
no,
that go?
Well, let's not discuss it.
We'll bring Steven Zaslav on to get
some Tona language.
Oh, okay.
And
so you have quite a few romances.
I was in Mexico and make out. Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, that was your
with
Dan Bielinski.
I went out with Dana Morrow, who is Cousin Bruce's son, and
right.
I said, "Oh, your name's Dana. My middle name's Dana. We have the same name. Oh, but they call me John because
John." He was in my
him.
He was in my bunk like mid year.
Yeah.
He was
early.
Before your time, and I remember being so excited when he'd get his dad to say our names
we
on the radio.
And
I'd be like, "Ooh, Cousin Brucey just announced us on the radio."
Right, right,
this
right.
is an exciting thing.
Yeah, I'd be with my
sad that our kids could not all go to the camp that we went to.
I know, and go out with each other.
Horrible.
Yeah. Who were your boyfriends?
You, but
Jordy
you don't
we would never know.
I
we were close. We were close to
Elmer.
Sue is going to be so pissed when she
no,
learns about this.
I didn't make such a big impression because he completely does not remember.
I remember.
Jill does. I think I made up.
Wait, Alan, is there any way I would have made out with Amy Littman and I don't remember it?
I think you did.
You did.
Okay. Alan's shaking his head.
Howie would absolutely 100% know.
What year
are
you thinking
this
is?
Used to make
is this
out
from the older?
I don't think I made out with a lot of guys in college. In couples.
Oh. Except for...
camp. since then, many, but from camp, no.
Yeah, no, we used to say, like, the whole, like sexual thing at camp, it really wasn't that much, at least
no, not
our
at
group
all.
Going
well,
on.
Apparently there was some other activities during other years.
Really?
Older and younger. Whoa.
Whoa!
The glasses are flying at the ski slope. Oh, and that was just... apparently, Amy and Jill are regulars here at Hendrix.
No.
Alan and I have been kindly introduced to the staff.
This reminds me, have you ever watched, like, Morning Joe when they go down to, like, you know, at the Republican National Convention, they go down to some bar restaurant down in Boca, and they're just talking, and there's things going on around them.
Ski slope
on
wait,
location.
Wait, let's order something. What are you eating, Jill? Jill likes potato chip sandwiches since camp.
So while you're doing that, I have a question or two regarding food.
I didn't like
there was always a rumor that the ladies at Swatona had lox on Sunday mornings. Was that true?
It was
or
either
not
lox
true?
Or matzo brat. It was one of the two.
Oh, I have a story that Jack.
Well, wait. First, you have to clarify that
no,
before
no,
we digress.
Hi,
wait.
You.
Oh, we're ready to. No, we're not going to pause on the order.
No.
Fine, we're going to order our tape. By the way, the menu looks fantastic.
You're taping me?
We are.
We're going to have you sign a release before we bring the appetizers.
Okay.
For anyone who's in Rosin, come to Hendrix. Fantastic food.
Fantastic food. Good service.
Do you ask me your roll?
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
I don't know what I want.
That's all?
Well, for now, that's it.
What did you order?
Just the tuna spring roll. That's what I want. It's good.
Yeah, it looks good, but that's not enough to eat anybody.
You
want to
share it with me?
No, that's not even enough for one, let alone. Jill.
I want asparagus.
That's what you're having for dinner?
Like a Savannah.
I want that dinner.
I like that dinner. It works
for me. I'm not, you know, for now. Okay. I want asparagus.
We'll see if that fills her. Maybe she'll get something else.
You know, I like when I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
And smell that smell.
Do not. I feel so lonely.
I'm going to have
it's a vinegary thing.
The hamburgers are really good.
I mean, you heard how that works, right? Yeah. The asparagus.
Okay, so.
I feel good. I feel strong.
Jill, you're so funny. I want more salad. Like that spring roll, that might be enough of me.
All right, Howard, you're up. You're up.
All right, I am going to start with
it's funny that everybody right now is listening to
us order. Avocado.
For anyone that's this far in.
Wait, it's alive?
And then the margarita pizza.
There's no editing
the
way this way. You can't do
so
it in the
studio.
We're out of the studio. Funny. You can't go and do anything but...
Okay, ladies, for the main course.
Hello.
Right now I'm going to start with that, and then I'll let you know if I'm still hungry.
Yeah,
Gina wants to order the main course, just so you know.
What'd you order?
The salmon. You can share it with
me. No, I'm not having anything right now.
Okay. Matzo brine.
Right now we're just going to...
So what is the answer to my question? Did you have lots or not?
I like it a lot. I think you did too.
I used to hear rumors that you did.
I probably didn't eat that when I was younger, but I don't remember, but I'm sure we probably did.
When you guys did your play, because we always tried to figure out, like, what the hell did you guys do over there? I know, because you're obviously not as intensely into sports. How much of your year was committed to the play? Was that like 2 weeks? Oh, 1 week.
Okay, so Jackie told me to tell you the story about how her and Penny Elias had a major crush on Howie.
Oh, really?
Look at the shit you're learning here.
You made out with me, Penny Elias is like me.
You made out with me for sure, you don't remember. Penny Elias
with
and
tongue?
They,
tongue or?
I, no! Wait, you said no,
well, then it's just,
I don't really.
Excuse me, you know, even back then. He kissed me is different than making out. You kind of.
I made out with him.
Tongue was big back then.
And that was the accomplishment.
Definitely. You don't remember?
And I got.
I was going to bring it up.
No, go ahead. I was.
Don't ask. Don't say it. I'm curious of something. Did Howie have any level of a reputation as a kisser over in Sweet Home?
He was cute. You both were very cute.
You see, you were so concerned.
You were very good looking.
So concerned about the Jill Weinberg episode.
No, Jill Goldberg.
Jill Goldberg.
I had gone out with Jill Goldberg, and she, rumor had gotten back to me that she had said
that
when we French kissed that I had slobbered. And so, does this ring a bell at all?
No.
Okay, good.
All these years you've been in therapy over the slobbering.
But if you remember my defense, I had the cotton mouth defense.
He had smoked weed.
I was like, there's no possible way.
I could not have slobbered because I smoked weed.
Ironclad defense.
Hilarious.
So I was all nervous.
It's litigation tested.
First of all, okay. Wait, back up a second. I think I just slipped
down. He was going on, coming up with.
I had a cheer in my mess hall to validate that she was making up lies.
I never smoked pot ever in college. I didn't, in college. At camp, and I didn't even know what it was.
All right.
You guys did at camp?
Yeah.
See, Jill, we knew nothing about that.
How do you feel now, Howie, to know?
Really?
30 years later.
You didn't go well. You think she made out with you. Penny Elias has a crush on me.
And you didn't slobber.
My life is much better than I thought it was.
This is amazing.
Movie's always good. But it's gotten a lot better.
This is great.
This is. I was going to ask Amy out.
Well, she's beautiful.
I know. I was. Like, second year, senior year, I was going to ask you out. Like, the Jill Goldberg thing had gone down, so we had broken up.
Jill Goldberg.
She was like an intern at the time. She was like,
Right.
Well, you know what? I was going out with Andrew Linsky, and she was like Andrew Linsky's friend, so we were going out.
You were going out with Lori?
Lori was just inter-year.
What's that?
And then I went out with Andrew Linsky.
I don't know.
No. Maybe Rangers. I did it.
What's that?
You know, like,
is this the one who's married?
No, Jenny. Jenny is.
I think it might have overlapped like a little bit.
Andrea Linsky was gorgeous.
Lori Leipzig looks exactly now like she did when she was 16. You do too.
I
don't.
Who looks exactly the same?
Lori Leipzig.
Lori looks exactly the same. She looks fantastic.
You took a look the same at the equal.
But you guys
level.
Look better because like you look like the same, but it's better when you're 48 and look the same.
We're going to get a picture later, don't you worry.
No way. Jackie
no
tells
way.
Me that her and Penny were rowing their boat over to the boys' side.
No, that's another story I'm going to like.
And they were screaming, Howie!
Jesus Christ, man.
This is amazing information.
Now you know why we started the ski slope.
Howie!
I think, based on the way this episode is going, all Howie is going to do is want to have
girls.
Swatona girls.
Well, you know, you know who the Swatona girl was that I was head over heels of?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Sarah
Dina.
Amber Brown.
Well, Cheryl too, but Dina. Dina really for the most part.
Yeah, that's true. Dina
Lee
was.
Yeah. I did not know.
You didn't know? We went out. Like, Dina and I went out into here.
I didn't know that.
No.
Now
you know why.
You know how Dina came to camp through me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think her brother, who's been very cool.
I know. We were friends in Hewlett, and then her father got into trouble. You know that. I
remember that, yeah.
And
I remember picking up Newsday one day, and I'm like,
criminal trouble, you mean?
Legal trouble, yeah.
Yeah, and she took me.
I know.
Yeah, I know. So sad.
She was
well,
the
I found out at the reunion.
She was
cute. She was a cute little girl.
I was so head over heels.
You were?
I was, yeah.
You know, something interestingly, she has very Sue-like qualities.
Well, she is. I mean,
Sue's
it's almost,
wife,
my, like, Susan, my wife, looks like when
physically,
I first met
physically.
Susan,
yeah.
she reminded me of Dina.
Yeah,
she was like,
yeah.
They were like the same person, and still are, yeah.
That was very tragic.
It was. Yeah. Like, I didn't know until the reunion.
She
like,
never got married.
I know, but
like
that makes it even more.
She was a health nut.
I know, which is even more, like, ironic.
Right.
Ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer, yeah.
She had a hard, that was tragic.
You know, I don't want to judge, but like, you know, knowing about her life now, like, I'm just like, oh my God, like what a hard road she had. Like, a brother got killed by a police officer. It's just like a whole weird thing.
Father.
They were like five kids, right?
Yeah, the father had legal problems. The brother's really, Andrew, her brother, though,
so sweet.
I wrote to him, like, in August.
What
I was like, listen, like, August of 2012, I was like, listen, you don't know me from a hole in the wall, but, like, I knew your sister, Dina, and she kind of meant something to me at the time, and I'm just, you know, wanted to, you know, express my condolences.
Nice.
And he wrote, like, the nicest note back, and, like, we've been friends since then, which is
that's
sort of,
cool.
Like, that kind of connectivity sort of worked out really well. So
nice.
She was really a really good girl who had just...
Bad luck, right? And I never saw her. Like, she left camp in 79.
She had the
and
loveliest mother.
Yeah?
Very sad.
Yeah. Never saw her again. Like, never ran into her,
it.
Never bumped into her.
She was...
You didn't know about it till like, the reunion?
I didn't know about it. So, no, remember one day you said to me, I think Dina Lee Woods passed away? And then somehow through her brother, I
know.
Pre-internet.
Trying to figure her out.
Leslie Upton, doesn't she... Where does she live? Doesn't she live near you?
She's in, she's in Westport, I think.
Okay, the older Upton's Lori or Leslie?
Leslie's a younger Lori.
So I just happened, my ex-wife and Lori Upton were friendly.
Oh, really?
They did some work together, whatever, so I did see Lori
nice
Upton
girls.
Along the way. Very, very nice. She was married to a really nice guy, too, or is married to a really nice
still,
guy.
Yeah,
very nice guy. I don't know, I'm trying to think if I haven't run into too many other Swatona like girls along the way.
I ran into Andy,
oh,
I remember.
You know what? Guys, this is funny. Bonnie Benatar. Remember Bonnie Benatar?
Yeah, I do.
I remember the name.
She's dating she's dating a friend of mine who's a, I was friends with his wife, but now I'm friendly with him. She lives in Roslyn and was married for years and has two older kids and is now dating a friend of mine. So I've run into her and we've reconnected and she's
cool.
Really nice.
Excellent.
Really nice.
I remember the name Bonnie Benatar. Older than
it was
us,
a Benatar,
right?
David Benatar.
Yeah,
she's
like
way going.
Yeah.
So may I switch gears for a moment?
Yes.
What sporting event at Swatona was the what was there like at Swago? It all built up to the Senior A basketball game at Color War.
No,
or just basketball.
No,
did you have a sport
our
that
color
was
war, you had your all-star teams, you had your volleyball and your
well, what was the sport? Was there a
soccer?
Sport? What was your
no,
tetherball?
No.
There wasn't.
Tetherball.
It was all just a cross.
Tetherball, Amy was good at because she was taller than everybody else.
I
got
it.
That wasn't fair.
Can't get that ball over us.
That wasn't fair.
Sports,
I don't
sounds like sports didn't really matter that
we
much.
We hated sports.
I was good at sports. I was on the track team. No, I'm good.
There was a track team?
I did nothing.
Track team?
Yes.
I used to complain.
She did the hurdles.
She really passes the baton
I
with
like
no
Steve's
one.
I like Steve's Hill. I like sports.
tour. I hated it.
I didn't like to try out for the freaking play because I would get the chorus. I like sports. I was on all the sport teams, on all the all-star teams.
Did you have an Apache relay during
yes.
Color War?
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, the Color War leaders coordinated that. You two, what team were you guys?
Green.
You were
green. Okay. Go, green.
You know, it's amazing to me that whole Sitona, like, they keep the team.
Yeah. It's hard to manage that. It's like,
what if
you really
like,
got to keep
like,
the
six
there,
girls right? leave and they're all from white?
They refill in, you know, yeah. Like,
statistically, it's got to be a tough thing to manage.
They must have had something like Dave's Fantagram.
Dave's Sociogram. The Sociogram. Did you play basketball ever?
I hated sports.
Yeah, she.
All right, so you don't even.
I was like, no comments. Getting to the boys' side.
Really?
Yes.
You guys, we
never
so
thought of
you guys.
Oh my
we
God.
Always thought you guys okay. could care less.
Picture
right,
the
right.
lake. Remember the lake? Yes. We were not allowed over the imaginary line.
Nor were we.
Yes, but the boys were allowed to
come. Yeah, we
were
allowed
a little
bit
closer, but there was a cutoff we couldn't go.
No, our line
was
in the States and couldn't go to the girls' docks
right,
and stuff.
We used to go on the sailboats, and we would purposely go to the boys'
you
and
say,
oh, my God!
It's taking us away. Disaster.
I remember my entire camp life was all about getting to the boys' side.
You guys seem so aloof to us.
It's so true.
It seemed like the guys were much more heartbroken than the
girls
were.
All I wanted was to be with the boys.
But you guys like broke our hearts. And like,
really?
I don't remember any girls ever having broken hearts. So it's just like it was the guys.
I definitely had broken hearts.
Over who? Over us, I guess. Like, cause I don't
know. Maybe not. I mean, I liked David Allen.
Did you? You?
No, yeah, no.
We were so into being with the guys.
We
all
do.
I cared about was being with the boys.
So you really look forward to like the social?
Yes.
Social, like,
oh my God. I'm telling you, we lived for seeing the boys.
Now I lived for picking out my Lacoste shirt. What Lacoste shirt I was going to wear. In my Tucker's, my Levi's. And my, yeah, and my Adidas Superstars.
Woo, that girl's Spartan. Look at her.
I don't remember that.
And all
I
the girls used to blow their hair in HQ.
Well, we used
I
to call out, like, first shower.
Yeah,
excuse
right,
me. Can I get some chopsticks, please?
What were your last years there? 80, like...
How old were we?
80.
So at that point, the boys' camp, I don't know if it was it going down already?
No.
Like, I'd love to know how one of the Sitona people felt.
This is, it's avocado, tempura avocado.
Wow,
try some.
That. I'm going to taste
Hendrix,
it
known for their tempura avocado.
Wants,
come to Hendrix. You get 10% off if you say excuse me.
I got to text my daughter to make sure she's in Florida and she's okay.
So I remember you going with John Powell. And we used to goofed on the one thing with John.
John
I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. He's not going to listen to this.
John Powell?
Come on. I remember, like, John had said to you, you probably don't remember this, but he was like, if you don't really want to go out with me, you don't have to. And we were like, John, how could you say that to her? Like, what?
I don't remember.
That's a real winning argument.
I don't remember. Second of all, I'm not into tall guys. Third of all, sorry.
Oh,
third of all,
I'm so offended.
Third of all, I'm not
I wish I was 5'1".
Third of all, I'm not into blonde guys.
Boog. Oh, curly head guys now.
Wait, is that my second or third?
I think you're
and
I
I'm
into
guys
four.
Named Boog.
And then I'm not into curly hair.
All right.
But
you went out with him. You said yes.
So
he was actually picking
very,
up on that.
He's very smart.
He is very smart. He works.
So,
he's at
yeah,
Johns Hopkins.
So now I'm into you.
You know what, that curly hair, the blonde
he's,
thing?
It means nothing.
He's smart and rich.
Wait, no, I'm not the rich.
I don't know if he's rich.
Smart?
He's very smart.
Smart and a good
Roll
kisser?
Of a joke. Not a good kisser?
No, smart and a good kisser. That's all I care
that's
about.
That's all you need is smart and a good kisser?
Is our camp?
Yeah, Jennifer.
Okay, I remember
her. I hear Warren Buffett is a good kisser.
Bad joke.
Interesting to learn all these dynamics.
I didn't know that.
So who were your Sitona girlfriends? Remember?
Lori.
So Lori certainly, Andrea Linsky. I felt like we went out for a day or two.
Really?
Yeah, like Eagle.
Like early on?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know that?
12, 13-year-olds kind of time.
When I was liking Howie that he doesn't remember?
Apparently you were used
no,
to
believe
me.
If it happened, I remember.
Now that I've learned this, I was just
Wait
being used.
You were into Lori. That's why I didn't like you. You liked Lori.
I was using you to get to Lori, so it was a mutual user.
Do you remember when Lori went
so
out with David?
Becker.
Oh, wait a minute.
Can't pee breath.
She
yeah,
totally.
What?
Wait, what happened? What
she said, can't kiss me, it's pee breath.
He had pee breath.
He had what breath?
Pee breath.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No.
listen,
Alan was a step up.
I was known for having the freshest breath in the Eagles.
It was unpeat-like.
It's not like urine.
And you know what? It's all you needed.
If you just had pee-less breath.
I'm not saying it's minty.
But it ain't pee.
Lori's in.
Lori has a low standard.
Well, she said pee breath.
Why did I go down?
Pee or is breath pee? Is not like
it was
split, it was split pee.
It was. Wait a minute. I will call Lori right now. It was PEA.
Bring her. Tell her to come on by. Tell her to come on by.
I don't know a number. It was PEA.
It's pee breath. Like, pee is a green pee.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't kill it. I thought we were going back to the asparagus.
Like, really? She's 10. Does she know what pee breath is?
I didn't think that I wouldn't have imagined there would be any point when you were 11 or 12 where you'd go, you know, she's hot, I like everything, but her breath's a little off. I think you would have dealt with whatever at that point.
I mean, I'd just be happy and be like, wow, she finally gets
somebody. Holy shit.
I know I had a crush on Chris Schachter, but he was like half my size. I always liked him.
Chris was cute. As a man, I can say Chris was cute.
We took baths together.
He was a cute boy.
He
was
hot.
He was a cute little boy.
Until third grade, then our parents said we can't do it anymore.
So funny.
Your parents wouldn't let you bathe together anymore.
So, Amy, I was going to ask you out, like second year or senior year, but like.
Why didn't you?
Apparently, you did it with the lead and kiss.
Jodie Hammer told me that Cheryl Brown liked me.
Oh my God!
So, it was like, so I was like, all right, I guess that's easy.
Okay, so Cheryl Brown has.
And I happen to like Cheryl, so.
She has gotten my parts and my guy.
I'm sorry.
And the mayor!
And the mayor thing. I know.
Politics,
that's why I felt
social
bad.
Stuff, everything.
Oh my God, that's
where
fine.
Does Cheryl live?
She's in Texas.
You want to go get her?
Texas? Yep.
That's fitting, actually.
It is. She's like a cowgirl.
She looks like she would have a cowgirl hat on.
Cheryl will come in for you on a horse.
Nah, she was very nice. She still is.
How do you know? Have you spoken to her?
No, I mean,
she was very nice,
no doubt.
She wasn't like us. Every year, there'd be a girl in the book that we'd pick on.
We were mean.
Really?
And we were not nice. Every year.
You know what? The group younger than you seemed like they were like little sweeties, where you guys were like, like a loop. I don't know about
me. Well, me, Lori, and Joe would be mean. We were mean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It wasn't really me so much.
Well, maybe that's why you lost the marriage.
I don't think it wasn't me! Oh my God, it's Lori Leipzig. She was the mean one.
Lori was mean?
Look, it wasn't Amy and it wasn't me.
No? It was Zena.
Zena.
No, it wasn't Dina.
Was it Dina? Dina wasn't Dina.
No, it wasn't Dina.
Who else was in the background?
It was Lori.
What about Kelly Richmond? She was there for like 2 years, right? 3 years.
No, it wasn't her.
No?
Kelly was another one who came.
What was the deal? Like, did you guys all go to school together?
Kelly went to Hewlett. My mother was friends with her mother, Kelly.
Because it was like there was the Roslyn Guy bunk, and then it almost seemed like you guys had a Five Towns bunk.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think of the girls as being more five towns.
Where were you from?
New Jersey. I was in somewhere else. New Jersey.
Who was the Roslyn guy?
It was me, Larry Jacobson, David Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Knapp,
John Powell.
John Powell.
John Powell!
Boob! You're smart.
Don't say boo.
No,
boo. John Powell!
He doesn't even get into that boo.
Oh. What is it?
I would never boo John Powell.
Boob, John Powell.
Not boo.
Boob. Put a G at the end of that. Boog.
Oh, boob, John Powell.
There you go. She still likes you, Boog.
I do. Oh, my God.
This is something
where
a little.
Live?
I'm not going to say surreal because it's not surreal.
You know what? It's nice. It's like because you do have this connection. And it's like even though we haven't seen each other, it's like it makes it easy.
For us, every time we do one of these episodes, it's a double-edged thing of doing this thing and then, we're seeing people we haven't seen. This is our 18th episode.
Well, who's done it? Like, who?
Ed Berg.
You don't know these guys.
Who are these guys?
David Allington Brody.
We had Arnie Heller call in. David Allington. Yeah. Yeah.
Tim, I had a crush on. Where does he live?
He's in Montreal and New York. Back and forth. He married a
anybody wants asparagus?
A Canadian woman.
I'll trade you asparagus for avocado.
And he's doing well. We had a really good talk with him. Just, you know, it's interesting to hear the owner's son. Yeah, he still is. He's still a handsome man.
Is he? Oh man.
Yeah. Timmy,
the Reds.
If you liked him back then, you'd still like him.
Right now, we'll smell each other's pee.
How Howie. And I want to
not
taste
a David
it.
Becker way.
No, I have to taste what Howie
yeah.
got.
I have. Here, go ahead.
I was like, I'm going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and then I come out and go to my husband.
I'm like 50-50.
You're fried like that? Like, I love it.
Say that? Yeah. Yeah. Fried avocado or wasabi? What do you say?
Really?
Let me try
one.
Avocado
is weird. Do you want the dipping sauce? Or?
Yeah, just try one.
Yeah, the dipping sauce isn't that much.
No, but like, this is odd. I've like, never had that before. Jill, you're so funny.
Very
Jill runs like 5 miles every day.
You do?
Well,
you look
shows.
Like a great
shows.
Guest.
Yeah, yeah, fuck you. You didn't say it before.
I did too. I said, no,
now
you
now
said
I
it.
That's
right.
It's okay.
The FCC doesn't govern us.
Wait,
freaking
I also
you,
like
Alan
Jill's
Coleman.
I also like Jill's brother, Scott.
I love him.
And
Scott?
You know I love not Scott.
No, you like Robbie, and Lori likes Scott.
I don't know Robbie. I really
oh,
like
no,
Scott.
No, no, no.
I remember Robbie.
Robbie, but he's married.
Didn't they call him, like, Dr. Pepper or
yeah,
something?
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I liked Robbie. I kind of still like him, but he's married.
Where's Scott living? He's here, right?
He's I think he's on en route to Florida.
Yeah, he's about to. I had dinner with him last night. Yeah.
Oh, we should have had him on. We actually, I invited him on to come on.
I find
an interesting story. You know,
I find his Facebook presence entertaining.
Yeah, it is entertaining.
I do.
I always thought he was like a really good guy. Like out of that whole Libra Baum Allen, he was like the least intimidating guy. So it was like, okay, I'm gonna approach him and deal with him. And
he's a good guy. He's very smart. I love him.
How much older is he than you?
2 years. Not even.
He's a year older than he was a group ahead of us.
Wait, so you're also 49?
I'm 48.
Now, Alan skipped a
grade.
You guys are all the same age.
Oh, wait,
he skipped.
So you're 65?
I'm the old man.
I'm 65.
I'm 49.
You're 64?
I'm 67. I'll be 68 in June.
Wait,
no, you were born in 64.
No, I was born in 64. I'll be 50 in June.
Howie is actually technically
oh, wait,
a baby boomer,
what?
While I am
18.
Not. You're not. 64 is the last
Gemini.
Year.
Gemini is the three of us.
You're a Gemini, too.
Yep.
What's
May
25, yeah.
It's funny. I used to get you and Cheryl. Cheryl's like May 23rd.
Your birthday?
Cheryl.
Keep going up, man. I fell for Cheryl.
Oh, my God.
I did.
Over me.
Who's your acting?
No, but you know, if we had gone out, maybe it'd be all different. Maybe, you know.
Jill,
if Jodie Hammer had come up to me and said, Amy Littman likes you.
When you wrap your hands around the mic, it's not. It still happens.
So funny. I can't believe that. Cheryl took everything from me.
I know 1980 was like the year Cheryl took from Amy.
She took my mayor, my parts, and my boyfriend.
Stole it all from me.
You know? You gotta forgive.
I will not forgive her ever, Cheryl.
You know what, though? If you guys had been more, if like Lori or somebody had come up to me and said, Amy likes you, that would be easy. I was still rollicking from the fact that Jill Goldberg had said I'd slobbered. My confidence was in the toilet.
Sure.
So I was like, I need somebody to just come
up literally,
to me.
We had a thing called hand bone. And that was, there was, every year there was a guy who was called, ham bone.
H-A-M-B-O-N.
Somebody would be assigned to be ham bone. And about, let's say, 6, 7, 8, once a week or so. There'd be a cheer in the mess hall, Hambo.
You didn't know this, did
Hambo.
You?
He'd walk around like this, like the entire mess hall. I would do it around Hendrix, but I think I'd offend him.
Please.
Hambo!
He'd do that, and we all go, Hambo.
It was like quiet, please,
Hambo,
dedicated
Hambo.
To.
Then he'd go up to the lights, pull them twice, and he'd quiet, and he'd go, Hambone say, and he'd do something like, if your grandmother had balls, she'd be your grandfather. But something stupid like
that. Right, that was like a very risque
but
hand
this
bone.
Time, Howie was so taken aback by Jill Goldberg's
particularly given my cat, my cotton mouth defense was.
And then he got Hambone. Who was Hambone that year? Noodles?
I don't think I did it via Hambone. I think I did it on my own.
Thank you.
What do you mean? Oh, he just got to see you.
I think it was a Don't Make Lies About the Mwah chant.
That was Hambone or that
no,
was...
No. I think it was just a Don't Make Lies About the Mwah chant that quieted down and then I said what I needed to say.
Oh, okay. Well, it wasn't a Hambone, but it was an organized chant where he was like, you don't make lies about the Mwah.
Which was my nickname. You'll have to listen to Larry Jacobson episode to find out why that was my nickname, but I was devastated. I was like, oh my God, everyone at Swatona thinks I'm like spitting on girls when I kiss them.
There's no way I had cotton mouth. There's no way I could have spit on her. I couldn't even drool.
I may have. I may have slobbered on her.
And you know what? Who the fuck doesn't slobber a little when they make out?
Listen, it's sensual, isn't it?
That's right.
A little slobbering's good. I should have looked at it that way. I'd have been like, that's right, baby.
You don't want a little shit juice coming down your chin or anything, but you know.
Hilarious.
This liquid evolved.
So funny. Wait, what?
The waiter was that. How did we smoke a camp? Well, I think actually they had. I think Jill and Andrea.
What year is this?
This is like our second year, senior year.
We
got high with Andrea and Jill at on Swat Hill.
This is our what year?
Second year, senior year.
How did we have it that year?
We didn't. They did.
Because I only remember having it as a counselor. I don't remember.
No.
I only remember the only way we had it was the waiters had it.
Waiters and counselors we had. Second year, senior, we had the.
Right.
But I don't even think this was our stuff. I think it was their stuff.
That's funny.
Like, we stole a cigarette in 1976 from Debbie, our group leader, and me and Amy and Lori and Ginger Berinsky sat in the bathroom with the cigarette and smoked it.
You guys are so bad.
Just so you know, I only did it for the Jolly Rancher that was going to freshen my breath after.
Really? You couldn't just get the Jolly Rancher?
Was it pea flavored?
I don't know, but we sat there.
Jolly David Becker.
Ginger went like
just
this.
To keep Lori away.
She was shaking a little head,
but who's doing that?
Ginger.
She would always take those hits from cigarettes.
She didn't finish it all out. She left.
No.
She didn't finish it.
No, it was one cigarette.
She was a few years, and then I don't remember her like in the last year.
First year, senior year, I think, and bailed out.
She was friends with Corey.
It all comes back to Corey, doesn't it?
It does.
Everything. Corey in the house.
Whatever. Right. Wait, she's blonde.
The Equinunk man.
Yeah, no, she's blonde. She's from California.
Remember my cousin? She got divorced.
I went out with Gia, remember? Amy's being like,
I cannot believe
she was my first. She was my first girlfriend.
Oh my god!
Howie, I didn't realize you were so active in the dating scene. You were such a player.
I look back, and I regret those days.
He remembers every girl but me.
Amy, I remember you. Believe me. I wish we did.
No, you didn't make that. You went out.
They didn't just go out.
We never went out. We almost went out, but I heard
third base.
Maybe I remember that. Yeah, right. Yeah, I never did anything.
I remember. You know what? I remember when I was a ranger. I really wanted to go out with you, but I didn't have the confidence to ask you out.
Really?
Yep.
And that's been my problem my whole life.
You scare guys away. They don't have that confidence to jump in.
You know, that was it. That was it. I was like, all right, I guess I'll have to settle
for Cheryl. Oops.
No. Ranger year.
No. This is pre-Cheryl.
Now again, I liked the Cheryl thing worked out. I had a good time. Although then she didn't want to. I was like wanting to continue it.
Hold on one second. You want to pause for a moment now?
We're gonna quit. Now I want Scott to come on.
Oh, we should have called
him. Are we live again?
We're back on.
Excuse me.
No, I invited Scott on. It'd be an interesting story, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, take as much as you want.
All right.
Jill is eating my pizza. My little tiny margarita pizza. She's decided to go for it.
Go for it, Jill.
I just want to... Jesus!
Who's Penny Elias?
I remember Penny Elias.
I remember the name.
It's funny when you hear these things after the fact. I remember I met my ex-wife. And... she tells me that she went to college with Eileen Ralston.
Oh, that's funny.
And Eileen Ralston told her that she ran into her somewhere. She's like, you married Alan Pearlstein? He was the hottest guy.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, really?
Is this after your marriage?
During. Well,
all right, well, that was a good night then. Obviously, she came home and was like, oh.
I'm like, all right. That's always nice to hear.
Although, I don't know if you were the hottest now that there's some...
The hottest to who? The hottest to
who? We're a team. Alan and I are a team.
Alan and Howie, you guys were the hottest.
No,
here we go.
Hottest.
It's so satisfying doing the podcast, isn't it?
The hottest.
We're doing a podcast.
Can I get some
water?
What do you do a podcast for?
Meanwhile, I freaking pizza in my mouth.
So we talk about it.
They're not going to identify with
no.
it.
No, I understand the concept. Who was the podcast going out to?
All the people went to our camp listened to
really
it.
Fun.
Well, not all.
Guys, you are hot.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
We hang on to things a little too long in our lives.
And I went out with him, and he doesn't remember.
These two made out.
He doesn't remember.
I remember it.
I made
years
out with
ago.
Him. He doesn't remember.
I
remember.
Dude,
remember.
If I went out with him, would I remember?
He doesn't remember.
Hey, there you go. These guys are backing me up.
He doesn't remember.
I remember.
By the way,
no
way.
He's playing hard to get.
By the
no.
way, she's single, newly divorced, looking for a man.
Yeah. I need a guy.
All right.
Oh, you're married.
Channel.
Are you married?
All
right. I'll be your wingman.
I respect Amy's aggressiveness.
I do too.
You're too young for me.
No,
you're all
come
there.
On.
Oh, you're married, see? Shit.
Is it the 10-10 thing? Is he in?
He's the other
one. Oh, all right, well.
The other one is, and he's too young. 10-10, he's definitely much younger than me.
All right.
Definitely.
All right. You've been quiet.
He's much younger than me.
You got to get out.
You're much younger than me.
All right, give it up. What is it?
What's the number?
What's the age? Approximately. Round up to the nearest fit.
Guys,
also her.
30,
you guys, you guys.
Not even.
Round it up?
Yeah.
Nah, we're
round
up
to
30.
30.
And you're 26.
You're 30?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
27.
So
into
him.
You're almost 34.
I'm so...
Exactly. Does she look awesome?
She went to camp when we were 4.
Oh, my God.
Right.
She was
negative
there.
She was negative 3.
All right.
Really robbed the cradle there.
Hey.
Too young for me, sweetheart. You are so cute, though.
There you go. You gotta feel good about that.
If we'd only known that this is what you girls were thinking way back when.
You know, we totally talk about this. We totally regret like not being.
Where was our confidence?
We were pussies.
Back in 1978.
Yeah, you know I would go home with him.
Yeah. I've been 1978.
Really?
I've been all over it.
Really?
Yes, really.
Really? Would you even think about that?
Yes, I would.
Oh, I'm 14. I'll go home with anybody in a minute. Really?
Him?
She did. I'm 48 now.
Right. Time to
now
change. Swatel ain't the big thing.
I would agree.
Amy, I don't mean to be a dad.
I don't mean to feel something here, but 20 years younger than you is too young.
Yeah. No, not for a fun night.
Here's
fun night.
You need to apply.
Wait, what's that guy's name?
You need to apply the same rule I apply.
Let's do a quiet, please.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to ask you.
And
no, you can't do this.
Closer to one of your kids.
Excuse me.
How old are you?
What's your name?
Jamel.
Quiet, please.
Quiet, please. Jamel. Late last night when we were all in debt, Jamel and Amy were kissing in the shed. We walked
uh-oh.
In.
Uh-oh.
But we said there'll be a hot time. No time tonight.
One apple martini.
No higher praise than when your camp is broken out.
That's right.
I'm driving.
Oh, you drove together?
I'm driving tonight.
I'm trying to be
good. You weren't at the reunion.
No.
When's the last time we saw you? It's got to be... Maybe I saw you at
the... I had to run into Amy at the Quincy and your sister lived in my building.
Oh, that's
remember?
Funny.
You see an elevator every now and then.
That's
I remember.
So funny.
I saw you when my son was 7 or 8.
I know.
We were at
Equinox.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Girl told me she was supposed to be set up with you. But now you're taking
who's the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember my friend tried to set me up with her. One of my friends,
she's
Eve.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she's very nice. One of my friends, I wasn't. I
hey,
was
what sports did you play?
Yeah.
Steve Weiss, who lives out in Oyster Bay.
S. Weiss, on the podcast.
S. Weiss. Good friend of mine from college. A good friend of Howie's, too.
Where did you go to college?
I went to Brandeis.
Oh, okay. All
and he was out at dinner one night. And I guess
smart.
He and his wife were next to her and someone else. He's like, oh, you should go out with her, a really nice girl. And I was just dating someone. So
I'm the girl now.
But the ground. Well, it's very serious.
She lived together. Yeah. She's never been married.
Oh, really?
No, I've never been married, but she's a great person. I love her.
My friend's parents, and I got into Harvard. I'm going to Harvard.
It's so bad because it's such a bad
thing. Thank you. Younger?
She's younger. She's 37.
She's going to want to have kids.
Oh, well.
She listens to the podcast, so I don't know if we should go down all these paths.
Oops, sorry.
Who does? Cindy. You know, she's very motherly. She would definitely be a great mother and all. My kids may or may not work out, whatever. What? Yeah, but it's very serious. We live together at this point. It's more, you know, it's very serious. Yeah. But she loves my son. I think she's just, like, we were just down in Tulum, Mexico over the weekend. And me, Burke, and Cindy. And
Fergie?
Nothing makes me happier than, like...
Is Fergie there?
Fergie?
No, he was not there.
Is Burke your son?
Burke is my son.
Wait, no.
Not Fergie.
What school does he go to?
He goes to Riverdale.
Oh, so does... I have some friends there.
Yeah?
Katie Hay?
Yeah, I know she is.
How old is he?
Yeah, Tasha.
Do you know her parents?
Yeah, he looks a little like Clark Kent. They seem like nice people. His wife's like a... Was a model, a pretty girl, whatever.
How old is he?
He's going to be a junior in high school. So, yeah, I know them. I'm not really... I can't say that I've committed myself to making myself a part of the Riverdale community.
Yeah, I was
going to say. I just can't deal with that nonsense,
that's
to be perfectly honest
my
with you.
My ex is very good friends with him.
I see. Seems like I know him in passing. They seem like they're very nice. They live right near where Burke is.
The Riverdale conversation doesn't really cut, but we'll get back to
it. No, but I guess they were on the same bus. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
B&H.
Yeah. No whispering on the podcast. We have to talk about stuff that everyone could hear.
Like Riverdale?
Probably they heard you. She's like, very fancy.
Yes, Denise's first
Sutton,
time.
Sutton Place.
Very crowded.
Who is Susie Silver?
Yeah. And,
she was a girl, I guess, that was in that group before I showed up there. But she was supposed to be like,
I remember
very pretty.
Yeah, I sort of remember the name. I don't remember.
Susie Silver?
Is.
Oh, Susie Silver. I know her sister.
You can't mouth things.
Oh,
right.
I can't. I'm sorry. Susie Silver. Went to Sedona.
Yeah, no, I didn't know her, though, but back in the day.
Oh, wait. So very pretty.
Yeah.
Yes, I was friends with her when I was little.
All right.
Yeah. I was little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgive
she
her.
She only went for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never
like
met her.
I was like 10 when she left.
Yeah.
I mean, I went when I was...
You know, it's just so interesting.
When I was Mersteen, I remember.
I feel that, too.
I
mean,
Mersteen,
right?
I did. What other happened to him?
He's like very successful.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
His mother's family. Huge in Roslyn. She's like a
huge...
Yeah,
she's like a real estate lady. Yeah.
Oh, she's a real estate lady?
Yeah.
I think their family owns like a sub...
Taxi medallions.
They lend money to taxi owners to buy the medallions. They're a financial services company at this point, yeah.
Wait, so where does he live?
I don't know.
In New York.
Yeah, I've run into him a couple times.
I ran into him in Palm Beach in my last trip, by the way.
Yeah, I did.
We haven't
he's
talked
in
about
page
that.
Six every now and then.
What?
He is in page six. You know, I'm not suggesting that.
We don't know.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm certainly not going to suggest that he did this. But I know of other people who you just have to pay. Whenever you see someone in page six and all it says is, oh, so-and-so was seen laughing at a table near Jerry Seinfeld. That's him.
That's him.
Yeah, so would you like the remainder of my pizza?
No, I ate my piece.
Right.
What is it? What kind of pizza?
Regular margarita.
I'd like a slide. Like
there you go, mister.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
So we go on a trip every year. We're coming up on our 22nd year.
I know, they want to come this year. This thing
was saying.
It was six
of
us. We expanded it this year. Potentially, there might be seven of us going.
When do you go?
June
4th.
Yeah.
I can't.
Do you know what? June 4th?
It's a Wednesday to Saturday.
Yeah, I have a party Friday and Saturday.
Could you imagine if it was like...
Right, there's no Fuego guys, it's just for 200 girls.
I want to do that.
No, June 2nd is a Monday night, I have something.
All right.
June 3rd is my birthday, and then Wednesday, yeah, I can go.
The 4th night, Jill's in.
I can go. I would go, but I have to be back at...
But you have to have, like, a lot of, like, vodka for me for my birthday.
Well, the vodka's not a problem.
We got Tito's.
You
got
a bunch of Tito's. To sleep in a tent.
Tito vodka?
She's got to sleep in a tent.
Oh,
that part of your equation?
If I drink enough, it doesn't really matter where it's
I think there's Ambien available,
is
though.
Is this on?
Could you imagine them playing darts?
It works.
I just heard something on the news about women taking Ambien. Was this on?
Yeah, go ahead, tell us stuff.
You haven't taken it.
No, I never took it, but that it takes women.
I've taken
women
an Ambien.
Like
it's a sleeping pill.
Mix it with alcohol, and then it takes a long time for them to come down. They're not like men.
You're
saying it's a buzz?
It's basically a hallucinogenic drug if you don't go to sleep after you take it.
I didn't. I took half of it. My sister told me it was a Xanax.
And it wasn't, right? It's a totally different thing.
Oh, this is a Xanax, dude. I have a lot of stress. Take half. I took half and it kept me up the whole night with Xanax.
Oh, kept you up?
Yeah.
Wow.
I couldn't sleep all night.
I don't like to do that.
It's knocked me out. Many of the new
drugs. I wish it would. I have some in my bag.
Well, the only place it doesn't work is on an airplane for me. Because I can't sleep in an airplane. I don't care what you
give me. It works for me on airplanes, too.
I feel like, can I call Xanax? No.
Xanax.
Makes me groggy the next day.
Xanax, no. No, it's clean as can be. I don't feel anything.
I'm always groggy.
Is that Klonopin,
really? I haven't tried that.
Remember when we used to do all this stuff at camp?
Yeah, right.
So at the canteen.
Problems we have when we
did any girls ever get kicked? Any girls ever get kicked out of Swatona?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Stevens and the other one got
what'd they do?
And they got kicked right out?
They weren't main color leaders.
How did you guys, this is actually, I'm curious. How did you guys view Dave Blumstein? Like, you had Audrey was the owner, the other owner?
Yeah.
Okay, but she was there, and she was the owner.
Right.
Dave was the only owner of Swago.
Right.
But you viewed him as the owner of your camp? Did you, like, think of Uncle Dave? Like, how did you think of him?
Camp, I viewed him as the guy's camp.
He had a chance.
He filled us a pokey-pokey, made it out of Chunky,
I remember this song. What is this?
I don't remember this at all.
I do remember this song.
And again, it's a cheap thing.
Dave, he built us a buggy.
He built us a bunky.
He built it out of what?
Junkie.
Poor Dave. Like, he had a reputation.
It's like Dave has the cheap jokes. That's right. It's so
loud. Shitty children,
I remember these. I do remember these.
Oh, this doesn't ring a bell at all. This doesn't resonate.
Yes.
No.
Rings a bell for me.
The Quiet Please.
But you didn't think
Kings and Queens.
When you would say to yourself, "Who's the owner of Swatona?" What would come?
Audrey.
Didn't think Dave
never.
At all. No.
Never.
Is he ever over there? Like
very rarely.
What about the Brodies? What were they to you? Like, what was Marion and Lisa?
When I was my first year, Marion was in my pool, so she was like older than me, but she was in like bunk. I was in bunk one, but I was in bunk 1 2 years, and she was in bunk two, and I was in bunk one my first year. She was like, oh my god, she's older than me. She was the camp.
Who was the biggest troublemaker on the Swatona side? Was there a Lieberbaum? Like, was there, like, we had Lieberbaum, and he was like the character.
Yeah, the three of us were pretty bad.
The three of you were the camp troublemaker.
You two, and who else, Laurie?
Really?
It's
shocking to hear that.
I don't see Laurie.
It was always weird that somebody in a box we picked on.
It was me. We were a trio. We were me.
It was not nice.
But no, but that was just your own thing. Like, there wasn't some like iconic troublemaker character
you
there.
You were in it. You were
in it to win it. Okay, so yeah.
No badass girl.
So it was like Michelle Tarantula. Like,
I didn't know that.
That's a last name.
Michelle Tarantula.
No,
she's good. Badass.
Debbie,
come on.
Wait, there was Debbie like the shit when we were.
Debbie
like,
the shit. Michelle Tarantula. This
they
is
better
so
be bad with those names.
They were mean. Not mean.
They have to be.
No, they didn't do anything. No, there was like a Michelle with what we used to call her, like, she had like a little
butt. Oh, that's so mean. I know her. That's so
she's so nice now.
Wait, Debbie Swozloff. Who lives in our development?
Us?
Yes, she lives by you!
Who's that? You don't even know another Swatona girl in your development?
She lives near me.
things are hot and heavy now.
I had a Swago guy living in my building, Adam Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Lived in River Place for a while. By the way, Adam, it says he listens. We do want you to call in.
I saw that.
We do. Dude, Gary, congrats on all your success. We all want to hear about what's going on.
Barbecue King, man.
Barbecue King.
I wish I could try it.
She is.
Maybe we'll get some corn.
Who is the most famous? We have a few Swago guys who've gone on to do some nice things. Jesse Harris wrote Nora Jones' Grammy-winning album.
Oh, the other one that became the Hollywood guy.
Russ Wirtz wrote Inside Man. Adam Perry Lang is a very famous chef. What about on the Swatona side? Anyone encourage other than
the
two of you?
What's going on the Jericho side? Yeah, give it to us.
We are famous for hanging around.
Seriously, any not that you're not famous.
Yeah, we're famous.
But any
people go on and become Debbie Ferrick became a CNN reporter.
I have to say, I think Debbie
Ferrick,
you're the most famous Swatona girl.
Is that true?
That's it.
Oh, she took my captain's
Took your what?
Wait, what was the color word?
I want to understand what a lieutenant is. How did the lieutenant feel?
Although,
so you had a rank.
What was the ranking?
This is terrible.
Captain what?
Cheerleader, lieutenant.
What, 3 liters for that?
So tell me, what was the distinction? What was a captain's role, a cheerleader's role, a lieutenant's role?
The cheerleader just did this.
Right, the cheers.
Okay. Like the props and the costumes and like
lieutenant
I really
was the chief operating officer.
Like I really was the best.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know this.
Was the,
but
no, the captain's the CEO.
When I
hooked
up with
yeah.
Debbie
okay.
at that reunion thing. And then I found out she was
I don't think that would have flown.
Very cool. I like her.
All right, good.
I don't think that would have flown at Swago.
No, not at all.
They would start to make a distinction between the level of your.
I never knew this.
They had a degree of leader there.
That's crazy. So
it was like an individual battle to be the captain in 1980.
It was Debbie and.
Debbie Ferrick again.
Was it Leslie Offit?
And it must have been Cheryl
Emmer.
Zena.
Was the captain.
Zena
and
was the captain.
And
Leslie was the lieutenant. And me and Lori were cheerleaders.
Really? You and Lori were there forever, though, weren't you?
Forever. But cheerleaders were there.
You were
first
there forever.
Of all,
cheerleaders
took
out the easy job.
Singing.
We were part of that Allen family plan that went when we were three.
Apparently that Swatona, all cheers were done with one hand. Where Blue Ridge, they did two.
Well, that's
what are you talking about?
You had no freedom to cheer the way you wanted to cheer.
Take points away.
I know how to do it, and I was only a lieutenant.
That's hysterical. Did you guys stand up?
No.
And you had
see,
to stand up because
Howie's now doing the bot. It's
the
box, there was a,
the
a one, two, three, raise your hands up, or
the box.
Do the box.
The box is key.
That was, it was hard to make those. Get those get
straight angles. Why do I have to do all this?
Like, couldn't you just go like this?
What
the circle involved?
I like the circle.
What
the big round
of
it up.
What was the Swago song?
We would have an album on
and
watch it around.
You used to do something to the guy. What was his name?
No, Stan, the Numbers Man.
Stan, the Numbers Man, yeah.
That was not related.
It's a song about a bookie.
Wait,
be honest.
It
was. We realized at the end of it, it was like, put me down for a nickel on 101. So it was a song about playing the numbers.
Well, what year were we leaders?
80.
80. And we were on the same team.
Yeah, we're contemporary.
We were white people. We were the white. The two of us and Noodles, Henry Knight, and we're white.
And who was green?
Larry Jacobson.
Brad Goldsam.
Does Larry listen to this?
And Mark Frost.
Yes.
Who's the other one?
Mark Frost, I think. Yeah. We miss you with this, Larry.
What'd you just say?
Miss you, Larry.
Did you know it was Larry? Well,
can I get one more?
It was interesting that these guys didn't know that there was a Swago Swatona wedding. Larry and Zena were married at one point, which is kind of funny.
Larry, I had no idea.
We're breaking it down.
No idea.
We've had the snake on. Nobody has a memory. That's Larry Jacobson. Nobody has a memory like Larry M. Jacobson. Nobody.
Yeah, even like I was called Mwah, and still am to some degree.
He knows
to this day. And he, I had no idea.
He knows the origin of it.
And he came on and told us what it was.
Memory like a elephant. Why do they say that? Do elephants hold grudges or something?
No, those are my memories.
Excuse us right now. We're checking out the dessert menu at
we're going to take a pause
at 1325 North Roslyn Road Avenue.
Members, please stop. We're getting our dinner free.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
How long have we done this now?
We're back live.
Me too.
Wait a minute, Hal. Let me hear this, baby.
I just went to the bathroom.
Right.
And aside from Amy thinking she made out with me and Penny Elias rowing out to me, I just got propositioned at the bathroom.
What did she say? What happened?
She like wanted to try out a lipstick, but she wanted to kiss me with it, and I was like, you can't do that.
I'm like, give me some details.
No, I don't wear lipstick.
I know
not
it doesn't.
I know it
doesn't matter.
She was older than me too. By the way.
Oh, I was gonna ask what.
She was a bathroom attendant.
Oh, so she was 67
okay,
years old.
Okay, she was the bathroom. All right, it was the guy bathroom attendant.
She was handing out towel. Wait, I cannot believe that.
Howie was. I'm
sorry. Howie was in the store, and the guy next to him was tapping his.
Wait a minute.
That's so good.
He's tapping his foot, giving you the signal.
That's so good.
What a validating evening this has been.
Who knew you were such a romantic, like an object of so many?
No, this was like, dude, it was like Joan Rivers, though, man.
Oh, I want to go back there and go, wait.
Give me a quiet, please.
Well, I know for Halle Bender, Hendrix is like where he learns about the love. Like, he's never known he was so desired.
And I'm in Roslyn.
Go figure.
Well, you ran off. You hated it. Little bit ran away. I was a magnet for you.
What? Oh my God.
These desserts are amazing.
I hate desserts. And
Hendrix
I like
here on Roslyn.
You gotta come out here again, you guys.
Hell of a
fantastic chocolate ganache.
I'm trying to look at some of that. Watch.
Best fucking ganache I've ever had.
This gentleman, please come for the ganache.
If you don't want,
they have beautiful leather banquettes.
Oh my God,
this is actually a good booth.
It is actually a nice booth. I have to say, the Hendrix hooked us up very well. They knew we were coming. The ski slope. He said, listen, give him the best.
It's nice of him to keep the other crowd behind the rope.
Because at Swago, we had something where we would sit on called the ski slope. It really was a ski slope. The seniors would hang out there and talk.
The log was breaking our hearts.
Hmm?
The log.
No, that was at the canteen. Right near the senior bunks at Swago. Dave thought somewhere in the 50s or so that one of the things that would really get kids to come to camp is to be put in a fake ski slope. So that you could ski down 40 feet. It's on bristles. Like,
but when you ski on?
I don't know if
skis
ever went down. So there would be this ramp at the top, this wood plank, and a sort of starting area that we called the ski slope. And then it would go right down to the lake. Just like mesh, not even like... Like bristles on
a
really hard groove.
What would you wear?
Nobody ever did. But it's ironic. Like now, it's like the surviving thing from camp 30 years after the fact. It's like our podcast is named after it.
But we were all seniors at night. That's where we'd hang out and talk.
After we'd leave here, and we'd evaluate things. You know,
that's where Howie went through his strategy about being
Howie
a slobber.
Like Cheryl Brown?
Oh my God.
I did.
You really hung up on this.
Yes.
And Zena.
I'm very hung
Zena,
up.
I can understand.
Okay.
Zena, I love.
Howie, I wish you would have known back then.
I wish I would have too.
What you could have accomplished.
Who knew?
In the dating category back then.
I mean, I think I was happy with what did occur.
Guys.
Well, Dina broke up with me too, but I was docked from a social, so I think that's what did it.
The food is pretty good here.
Yeah,
it was. Very satisfying.
The conversation was lively.
Not lively, to say the least. Any other key facts about Swatona that you're curious about?
I think that's it.
I think I've answered all of my like. You know, but what is interesting is that the bond is the same. It doesn't really matter what your activities were or whatever. Like, I really know that the girls at Swatona love Swatona as much as we love Swago. Yeah.
I think that's the bond.
I love
like,
when you were like pushed into the water, like
the
second buddy call, you were pushed into the water if you weren't wet.
Did you have buddies? Did you have to announce?
Yeah.
But I also think
this is awesome.
And then I used triple number two.
Oh, you wouldn't triple up at two, though. You'd be triple, like, 21. It'd come later.
Right. But then, like, when you got in the water and they had that, like, the pavement, the cement thing with the bricks, and you would, like, sit on it, and it was hot as could be, and you're like, ah, it burned your freaking ass.
Nothing like a free dad.
It felt so good.
We didn't have that.
I don't think we had that.
No, we didn't have the ass-burning bricks. The ass-burning bricks.
No, no, we didn't have any bricks. We had,
benches. No, it was, like, cement slab.
Yeah, those gray, those green benches, where, like, the two slats would go up, like, the
cross slats would go up, and they still feel
pinch your ass a little, like, along the way.
Slip in there. Although I will say, like, the whole boy-girl connection, because, like, literally, we didn't spend that much time with you. Like, if you think about it, like, when we were younger, it was, like, one social a week, which was, like, an hour.
Do you remember our...
Brother sister, if you had a brother or sister.
Do you remember our great raid of 1980? Was that the year?
No, it was, we had two great raids. We had the... When we were interns, was the really
great. Do you remember any of the raids, guys?
Something like the boats out?
No. Well, we had it. We put a cubby on top of the flagpole and had Kenny Linsky's hair in a maple syrup jar.
I remember when they shaved their head.
Yes.
Yeah, you were all traumatized by that.
The girls thought that was so horrendous. Everyone was crying.
Was there a girl that everyone thought of as the prettiest girl at Swatona? Like, was that...
Yeah, I thought I was.
Other than Jill Bernstein.
But then I was only good at sports.
Right. They took it out on her because of her athleticism.
I have no idea.
I always looked at Kenny Linsky and Jill Jankowicz as the, like, the queen and the king of the prom.
Yep. Well, it was interesting. And then the younger wives, it was like Rocky and Danielle Serino were like that consistent couple.
Danielle Serino, by the way, is also a newscaster out of Chicago.
Danielle, I don't even know who she is.
And you remember her. And Rocky lives out here.
Yeah. We're going to have Jill. And Jill and Rocky are going to come on. They're going to be our first brother-sister episode.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll tell her I saw you guys.
No, she was supposed to come on, I think, back in December. We couldn't arrange it. So maybe, you know, next month or so.
She didn't.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, did I use us? And then we
Joe's not coming on, or
who's the second best we could get?
Let's do Amy and Jill, I guess.
All right, if we have to.
Oh, well.
So this has been pretty fun, right?
Really fun. Yeah.
All right. Really wait till you listen to it back.
It's more fun when you listen back.
I'll just download it, right?
All right.
Yeah,
how is the quality of it as we...
I don't know.
Seemed okay.
Yeah, I hope it's okay, everybody. It's in a restaurant. We got the Blue Yeti up on the table. We should do a photo, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we're going to definitely post a photo. What do you think? Should we
wrap up right now? Yeah, wrap up.
Guys,
this
was awesome for me.
Awesome.
Love you guys.
Catch up with you guys.
Such a big part of, like, our whole, like, becoming men.
We were the whole...
Even though we didn't really spend that much time together with the girls,
in the context of our lives.
You were much a focal point.
No, and you guys for us. I mean, even if you broke it down, it'd be like...
You got both juice also?
Yeah. You were like our camp experience with the boys.
No, you guys were our life experience.
Well, thank you guys. And I hope that you are the first of many Swatona guests on the ski slope. So, with that, we're going to say peace out to the people of Swatona.